classic comic creativity wrapped in retro rural charm.
What a perfect combination.
Get on over to Wellsboro Comic Con, Saturday, August 13th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday, August 14th from noon to 5. That's August 13th to August 14th.
Where in Wellsboro?
Tell me.
Pop's Culture Shop, 25 Main Street, Wellsboro, Pennsylvania. With guest of honor, the de facto protege of Marvel, Stan Lee.
And hired by Stan Lee himself in 1965.
Roy Thomas.
That's so cool.
He's a legend.
Costume contest. Podcasting. Artist brunch. Games. Arts and crafts. Vendors. Panels. Workshops. Signings. And so much more.
And you better be there.
Sponsored by Pop's Culture Shop. Heroes.
Your mom threw out.
Comic Shop. And New Pod City. Get your tickets at WellsboroComicCon.com. It's the official, unofficial podcast of the city of Trenton, New Jersey. Yeah. With your host, Frank Ferocious Sasso.
Trenton still makes and the world still takes.
And Christina Firestarter Sasso.
Trenton is Mayberry with attitude.
Hang tight, because we're going to meet the lifeblood behind the culture, food, arts, music, pork roll, punk rock, hair, butts,
education, talent, events,
of Trenton, New Jersey. Here's Frank and Christina.
Trenton Waves, TrentonWaves.com. We are back, podcast here. It's, I find myself yearning for podcast here.
Really? What does that even mean?
I have no idea what that means.
Okay.
Just trying to sound salacious.
Do you know what salacious means?
What does that mean?
I don't think it's good.
What's salacious mean?
Like swarmy.
Swarmy? I don't like the sound of that. I'm not even sure what that means either. What's swarmy mean?
Creepy, a little.
Creepy?
Yeah, I'm looking it up.
Look up salacious.
I'm looking it up.
And see if swarmy is a synonym for
salacious
and or creepy.
Conveying undue or inappropriate interest in sexual matters.
You hear that, podcast? Yeah?
Wow. That's terrible. Oh, no. All right, swarmy. I said creepy, didn't I?
You said creepy.
Okay. Just checking.
And what's swarmy?
It means swarming with people or activity.
You know, I love when the dictionary defines swarmy. A word with the word it's trying to define.
Oh, it's not swarm. It's smarmy? No.
Swarmy.
Smarmy.
Swarmy or swarmy?
Okay, see, then this is wrong. Smarmy is not it.
You
it's
learn
swarmy.
Stuff on this show. That's the thing. You don't
this
get on
this dictionary is wrong because it says the word is smarmy, and that is not the
just
word.
Just because you disagree with it doesn't mean the dictionary
swarmy.
Is wrong.
Oh, please. It says you dislike them because they are unpleasantly polite and flattering, usually
right.
because they want you to like them or do something for them.
Okay.
That's swarmy,
right.
not
swarmy.
Smarmy.
Smarmy? I'll tell you what this isn't like. It's nothing like Encyclopedia Jambo. So that's for another show. Anyway, okay. There's a lot of stuff going on.
Yes,
I think someone just knocked. I'm not sure. Maybe Ray from the Aging Punks complained.
Somebody just knocked, really?
I think someone just knocked, but I hope not.
Do you
not.
Want me to answer it?
Go ahead.
I'll just hand him the shoes and go. Keep talking.
The podcaster doesn't have to know our business. I'll hand him the shoes and go. All right, podcaster. Christina's going to answer the door. Hopefully Ray Strife from the Aging Punks complaint is out there. If he's not, she's doing this for nothing.
Nobody's out here.
Okay, you're back.
I'm back.
Wasn't Ray.
There was nobody there.
I'm expecting Ray from the Aging Punks complaint to pick up Bella's sneakers.
Yeah, but I don't even know where you put them.
Right. They're, it's okay. Don't worry about
all
it.
All right.
Okay,
here we go.
All right. There's a lot of stuff
we
in Trenton going
on. We have guests waiting.
They can wait. We have a show. We're doing a show. The guests are secondary at best, okay? We have information we got to get at the podcast.
All right.
You and me. Look
yes,
at me.
Go ahead.
Okay. There's a lot of stuff going on in Trenton, a lot of great
yes,
stuff.
Yes.
We got Twister with the Mayor coming up. You get to do Twister with the Mayor. You can be a complete stranger. Mayor Reed doesn't know about this yet, but
okay, let me explain the rules.
You explain what the rules
are. All right. So, there's going to be 20 Twister mats laid out
20.
Down Warren okay. Street.
You hear that, Milton?
And
Bradley?
There's going to be competitions and then it's going to come down to four final players.
Okay.
Three final players,
right.
including the mayor. The mayor plays those three final players. So everyone has to play.
So there are a total of four, including the mayor.
Correct.
Gotcha.
But the mayor doesn't play until the very end. He has right. he's the final
he's the prize.
Competition.
Right. He's the
right.
boss at the end of the level.
Right.
Gotcha.
Right.
You hear that, gamers?
So, hey, Milton Bradley, I know you own Twister. So if you'd like to supply us with 20 Twister games, if you're out there listening, we need 20 of them, and we're going to line them up down the middle of Warren Street during a block party festival, and we're going to have it's going to be called Twister with the Mayor.
Yeah, and hey, Milton Bradley, you know, what better time than during these COVID times to do a game of Twister with
come
a bunch
on.
Of strangers?
It's all over. That's been
I know it's a bunch of bull, my opinion, at this point.
That's dead and gone.
So Twister with the Mayor is coming up.
Yes.
We're going to be talking
you
about
cannot
this.
Wear shoes. You have to wear your socks.
You have to wear red socks, like on the spinner.
They don't have to be red.
Yeah, I have that song playing in my head.
And maybe you win a pair of socks.
You win a pair of socks. How about we just give clean pairs of socks
to That'll everybody be from who
New
plays? Pa-
with a Newport City logo on it, of course.
Oh, okay.
And Trenton Waves.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, so we'll just close.
All the participants get a pair of
The event is Twister with Mayor, sponsored by whatever. Okay. So that's coming up. Might as well just do these fake events.
They're not fake. It's going to happen. Okay. Watch. You watch.
And get ready for the Capitol Philharmonic. They're doing their John Williams thing. When is that? Did that happen already?
I think it happened already.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Oh, well, sorry you missed it, podcast. You should be more up on your events.
I think that was last week. Anyway.
That was last week. Okay. You heard it in the beginning of the show, but I'm going to tell you now, just in case you skip the promo, like a lot of people do. Wellsboro Comic-Con. Don't look so excited. You really have to start calming yourself down.
I want people...
whenever I talk about comics.
Listen, I want people to come and enjoy themselves. I just don't want to give away the location. Because I don't want people to find out about
They don't know where we are. We're not in Wellsboro.
I don't even want them to come to Wellsboro.
Listen, you can't say that to Julian.
I know.
Julian's running this thing. He wants people there.
I want to keep it a secret.
You can't do that.
Wellsboro is a little Dickens village up in Pennsylvania.
Right. Anyway, Saturday, August 13th from 10 to 5, and then Sunday, August 14th from noon to 5. It's going to be insane. You know who's going to be there?
Batman.
Well, yeah, Batman will be there. But Roy Thomas. Roy Thomas is the de facto protege of Stan Lee.
I know Stan Lee.
Stan Lee hired him in 1965.
Wow.
He co-created Wolverine, Spider-Man, the X-Men, the Avengers,
there?
Fantastic Four.
And he's going to be there. Wow.
He is going to be there. He wore the first Spider-Man costume.
Wow.
Roy Thomas.
Big news.
Yeah, it's pretty
That's
cool.
That's pretty cool.
It's very cool.
Will they be selling games? Board games?
Game board.
My favorite one is Textile Merchant.
Oh. I was going to say, those games suck.
European really Textile
do.
Merchant.
I can't even get past the cover art, and that's what's supposed to sell me on the game. I'm like, who in the hell would buy this and play it?
Listen, they have very cool stuff in that store.
They do.
I just make fun of that game.
I don't like Textile Merchant or, you know, Merchant of Venice or whatever these
things are.
Whatever it is, I can't do it. Give me comic books any day. Yes. I can't do those board games.
Okay. I don't like comic books so much.
I'm sorry, Julian.
I like the
I
games.
I love your store, man.
And I like the books they have on sale and the little gadgets they have.
So Julian is the owner of Pop's Culture Shop.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great little place in Wellsboro, PA.
It is very great
So
place.
If you're hearing this and you want to go to Comic-Con, by all means, go to WellsboroComicCon.com and buy a ticket.
Or just go to the shop and experience that.
Or just do that.
That's very cool.
Right.
Well,
they'll
do
sell
both.
You, they'll sell you a ticket.
Or do both. Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to meeting Roy Thomas. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Me too.
No, you're not. You're not.
I am excited for you.
You're going to be dressed as somebody, and you're going to go hang out in the Wellsboro Diner. And try
I'm going to the Penn Hotel. They open the lounge.
Oh, that's
finally,
right.
Finally,
the
lounge
the
is
lounge
opened again.
In Wellsboro. Yeah,
beautiful
so that's
little
where we're
lounge
be.
For a cocktail. That's where I'll be.
I'll be dressed as Batman.
Okay.
Because and the bat suit that I'm wearing is actually the suit from Ben Affleck's stunt double.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Affleck was huge in Batman vs. Superman. He was bigger than his stunt double.
Wow.
So they gave me the stunt double suit, and that fits me, which I had on the other day. You were helping me get it on.
Yes, I did.
You were helping me get it on.
I knew you were going to say that. Anyway, without further ado.
We have a couple of friends of ours here today.
I know.
We actually know these people.
You know everybody.
You know everybody.
Oh,
you know
excuse everybody. Me. Silence. We met this couple at a Trenton Eat local, as per Eric Maywar.
Uh-huh.
That's when we first met them, I think.
It's all blurry now.
It's very blurry. I think it was...
Years and years ago.
And the female counterpart of this couple had a really big yap. I felt when I first. She was really outspoken and very.
What is that?
I'm talking to you.
And I'm dying talking to talk right now.
Excuse me. You can. I'm muting your mic.
Don't mute her. Yes. Do not mute her.
Done. Muted. She has like a. She had like a big, like a big mouth on her. You know.
I don't even remember. Where were we?
A little.
Where were we?
We were at Classics. That's where we were. We were at Classics. Then we saw her at a Trenton Eat local thing.
Oh, okay. Were we playing Scrabble or something?
Either Scrabble or Cards Against Humanity or whatever.
Oh, that was it. It was Cards
Against Humanity. Or at Eric's house.
Oh, was it at Eric's house?
Yeah, when I spilled that wine cooler all over everybody.
Yes, because you shook it.
I didn't know.
Yes, and it was carbonated.
It was carbonated. Anyway. Okay, anyway. So that's when we kind of met her. And I'm like, wow, this chick has like a really big mouth on her. But okay, yeah, I guess she's nice. Whatever. And then I meet the guy.
The guy.
I met him at that at said same set event at Eric Mayer's house.
Cards Against Humanity.
And
right?
I remember because you had never played it before, and then you won like three times in a row.
I don't exaggerate.
I think it was like three times in a row. It was something outlandish.
I think I only won once, maybe twice. I don't remember.
Maybe it was twice. Okay. I think it was twice.
Anyway.
And I couldn't tell if he was genuinely excited about that you winning and didn't have a play, or almost like annoyed.
Really pissed off.
Really pissed off.
I won and never played.
Right. And then I'm like, I can kind of get behind this guy. I like this guy.
I remember that. Yes.
Yeah. Remember that?
I do remember meeting
our
guest at
that. And I'm like, he was a little bit more, he was more like, you know, foreboding, if you will, as well.
Okay.
And then we kind of like, I guess, started hanging around them. Kind of liked them, I guess, for some reason.
Kind of liked you know, them. They were all right.
They were all right, you know. And then we saw them more and more and more and more. And then we
love them.
And almost like a rash, it just grows on you. And you either learn to live with it, or you rub some ointment on it.
Oh, you love it.
I am far from rubbing ointment on them. So I'll just deal with the itch. Mm. Okay.
Don't get salacious now.
I'm not getting salacious. Right. Not with them. That's right, Podcasty. They're here with us right now. It's Jackie Vargas and Earl Jones. With us in the studio. Oh, there it is. Oh, they love you. Podcastia loves everyone that we have on.
They do.
They
just
love
as
everyone
we
have on.
Have we had anyone on here that we hated or didn't? We did?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Seriously.
I can't remember
Reggie
one.
Reggie Hallett from Smokehouse. Oh, right. Oh, my God.
Yeah, we dislike him so much. He just keeps coming back.
I know. We can't get rid of him either. get the hint. Like, dude, we don't like you, Reggie.
And we just keep going to his restaurant. Well, yes. Okay.
Well, his lemon pepper wings. I mean, come on. You can't beat them. You might be a jerk, but the lemon pepper wings are fantastic. Anyway, hello, Jackie. Hello, Earl.
Hello.
I see you're wearing an L.A. Baseball cap there. L.A. Yes. Dodgers.
Yes.
Not Brooklyn Dodgers.
Are they Brooklyn or L.A.?
You know,
now,
no?
you know that.
Well, I know
you got
that.
Three Brooklynites here.
That's right.
Well, I'm only asking because we were just finished watching the first episode of Ken Burns' baseball documentary.
Yes.
Finally.
Yes. So,
finally. See? What do you mean finally? It was only like 2 weeks ago you told us about it.
Okay.
You know.
It was at first. No, it wasn't at first Friday. No, right.
No, we took him at first Friday.
Right.
That's got a lot of good stuff in it.
I mean, did.
You know, even if you don't... watch baseball or
don't follow it.
Mm-hmm. It has everything. You know, if you know, I tell a lot of a lazy friends that don't like to look at certain things or whatever to find out history information and anything by Ken Burns. I mean, you can watch it and there's so much history in it. Forget what it could be about, like the baseball. He has the Civil War. He has
New York jazz.
New York mm-hmm. jazz. He has everything, but
country music.
That's the latest
country one.
Music yeah.
one. Yeah.
Yes, he did.
Really?
But each one, and actually the new one, and Christina, you would like this one. They did a two-part on Benjamin Franklin.
Yeah, I saw that Netflix or Prime?
So
the PBS.
The thing is, just like every single one of them, you can watch it. And you'll learn, even with one episode, you'll learn so much history. And each one, it goes mm-hmm. pretty much in order, but, you know.
Timeline.
It is a timeline. But again, like I always say, if you wanted to get people that normally don't, you know, go into something like that to find out, you know, information, they can watch something like that and they can come away with it. And then if they see it, they can watch more. And it's kind of a, you know, like when you talk about things, you know, people may be uncomfortable with certain things, but the delivery in which he goes about the way he sets up his things it's a nice delivery
yeah
where people can say oh okay I understand
Right.
Okay. You know, and it's.
And he got several narrators mm-hmm. on it that right, you recognize right. the voice, right, right. the music in the background. Right. And the scenery, mm-hmm. it makes it enticing right. too for you to keep watching.
Right. right.
It's
right.
really right. interesting.
But the thing is, it's really thorough.
Well, he's yeah. very thorough. He's yes. known for that. Mm-hmm. So rolling back for a second, is mm-hmm. it Dodgers or is it, you know, LA Dodgers or Brooklyn Dodgers? It's LA Dodgers, right?
It's Los Angeles.
Well, now it is. Well, now it used to be the right. Brooklyn Dodgers.
No, but the hat signifies that it's
well,
LA,
that's LA. That's LA.
I'm yeah. surprised you're not wearing a New York Yankees cap.
I had one.
I know you had one. Why aren't you
it
wearing
it? It didn't match my jacket.
We're all from New York. Oh, man.
All
right, let's go over to
it's
Jackie.
All about the
I
fashion.
See where this is going. Let's move over to Jackie.
Hey, but next time I'll come in, I'll put my Yankee hat on, and I'll bring my home run ball in.
Right.
Oh.
See, I was confident.
Who said who? What? Who's? Who?
I caught it.
You caught it, but who?
I think Jason Giambi, he hit it.
Okay.
And we were in the wrong seats. And, okay. you know, we were sitting there and the guy come to us and he's like, well, you're down just a little further. So we got up, remember?
Mm-hmm.
We got up and we moved over. We sat down and.
As soon as we sat down, like we were moving and he was going towards the bat.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then when he hit it, we were yeah. just kind of sitting down and he right. just grabbed over.
And it was
wow.
right. We were right
and
by
it was
the
raining
foul,
too.
It was right by the mm-hmm. foul pole.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we're waving it. So, you know,
there's
go
a
fair,
clipping somewhere in YouTube.
Go
regards
fair,
to
go
him
fair. And I said, wait a minute. I said, that's coming right to me.
So you caught it with your bare hand?
Caught
or you
had
my a
bare hand.
On?
Did no it
mitt.
Hurt?
No,
no, oh,
okay. no, it didn't. And then when we were done, because see, when we go to see Yankee Stadium,
mm-hmm.
Just a couple blocks away, there's a Dominican restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and you know, instead of getting right back on the train, we'll go there and sit and eat for a while. You know, really, really nice place. And we were sitting there, and they showed the clip.
Oh, that's funny!
And everybody in the restaurant's what do you? He's got the ball.
So that's documented somewhere.
Oh, wow, that's
yes.
awesome.
No, we had it, but I couldn't find it anymore. It used to be remember Yes Network?
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Well, they used to have
the clippings
clip of
or
it. And I've tried to go back to it because when it first came out, remember I had a hard time saving it. It was not mm-hmm. like now you can save something mm-hmm. a little more easily. Mm-hmm. But
this is in New York.
Mm-hmm. It was, yeah,
it was
I have a friend that might be able
Stadium.
To access that.
Oh, yeah, and that was cool. it was definitely on Yes Network. I have the date and everything.
Oh, if you have the date, give me the date. Okay. I might be able to get that.
Okay, mm-hmm.
but I like how confident he seems when he goes. You know, next time I come. Next time, how do you? Let's see how this goes first.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to shuffle over to Jackie with your question.
Oh, with my question, yeah. my first question. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to ask you both this question, but I'm going to start with Jackie. What?
Okay, two questions in regards to the Twister game.
Yes.
Okay. That was anxious to ask.
You don't ask us questions. We're asking you guys questions. That's how an interview right. works.
I'm interested. Okay. So the Twister, are there yes. going to be any padding underneath the Twister? Because you know when you fall hard.
Oh, on
this
the,
is old school.
Mm, old school.
You got because,
the only one allowed to wear padding is the mayor, and he's well aware of this already.
Well, okay, the mayor is not really that young.
Hey, excuse me. This was Reed's idea.
Okay, all right. You know.
This was the mayor.
Don't
the mayor's very passionate
idea.
About
and
this.
And then second, if you're going to give away socks,
he said, Frank and Christina, you guys have a very successful podcast. I would like to know if you would. If you promote this event for me, I want to go twist it with the mayor.
Yeah.
And he wears a padding suit underneath his suit. So that way, if he does fall, he's the mayor, he's protected.
Okay.
But
right,
everybody
good,
else is a passerby, they sign off
I
on
mean,
their own release.
They're responsible for their own padding.
Exactly.
Right?
Right.
Yeah.
They can bring their
pads
own padding.
Or
right.
elbow pads or whatever.
Like the
and I guess
Trenton
helmet, too, because just in case you
really?
Fall head first or face
really?
First.
Helmet.
Well, those things, I don't know about you, I have played it. I have fallen. You
wait,
know.
Wait, are we talking about the same thing?
Yeah, Twister. Yeah, especially, you know, if socks. Are they going to be the grip socks? Because
who falls on their
if
head?
Not, you're going to be
vinyl
sliding.
Mat. It's a vinyl mat.
Yeah, but you still slide. No.
When was the last time you played Twister?
Oh, my God, years.
I know,
a
I
year?
Can't even
years.
Remember.
Years.
Oh, years. It isn't
I mean,
a year.
Years.
A year ago.
A year ago for my birthday.
Yeah.
No.
Everybody eats local. Or Trent eats local. We played a Twister that night.
Right.
One night. Anyway.
After eating, yeah.
Right, so yeah, they'll be only Mayor Reed will have padding. Everybody else is at their own risk. What's the next question before we do our interview?
No, that was the two questions, you know.
That was one
the
question.
Socks. Oh, the socks.
Oh, the socks.
Are they going to be with
the
grip?
Grips?
You know, just in case you slide over the place, you know. Just
Probably not. That's half the fun is the sliding.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Now, can we have ask our questions now,
yes,
please?
Thank you. Yes, please. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
All right. So, in your journey of life, what has brought you to Trenton, New Jersey?
Oh, my mother.
Okay.
My mother moved here from Puerto Rico in 1987 or 88, something like that.
Wow.
And I stayed behind because I was in high school, mm-hmm. and I did not want to come to Trenton or to the United States. But yet, you know, mom says you need to come mm-hmm. live with me. So I had to pack up and leave Puerto Rico.
Why Trenton? Why did she pick Trenton?
I think because she was with her husband then, and he had family here living in Trenton.
Oh, okay.
So she moved with him okay. to Trenton.
So when yes. you came to Trenton, you were already graduated from high school?
No, I had to relearn English.
Oh,
yes,
really?
For 2 years to graduate on time. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So I got here at 89, mm-hmm. and I, no, it, yeah, it, 88. And I had to, and I graduated in 1990 from Trenton High School.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you did 2 years of Trenton High School.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you had to, and so you were fluent in Spanish, obviously.
Yes.
But not in English.
No.
Wow. Mm-mm.
So you couldn't speak English.
I could, you know, a few words because Puerto Rico, we do speak English. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's the same language.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But not fluently.
That's amazing.
I can't even imagine yeah. her not speaking English.
Well, you have an accent, a little yeah. bit, a little mm-hmm. bit accent, not heavy, heavy.
No, but English is probably one yeah. of the hardest languages to learn.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. I still have a hard time sometimes. Most of the time, I say things backwards.
Oh, my God. I think you're doing fantastic. Fantastic. Oh, I want to learn a language. But anyway.
I wonder if Earl had that issue. I wonder if he had to learn English.
No, I don't think so.
You think he already knew it?
Well, yes. He's from New Orleans.
Oh, no.
We has a hard
he's
time.
Actually not from New Orleans.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm here.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right. Well, then let me ask you, in your journey of life, how did you arrive in Trenton, New Jersey?
My mother, like you said, she's from New Orleans, Louisiana.
Okay.
And my father's from North Carolina. The reason that we're here is because my aunt, Judy, her husband was in the Air Force at McGuire.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So my mom was leaving New Orleans to actually go to California, you know, with some of her family there. But Judy convinced her to come here because she was kind of by herself.
Mm-hmm.
So mom came here and she worked at, actually she came here. She helped raise my cousins, Tracy, Michelle, and Joseph that were born here. Well, born all over the United States because they were in military base, but she came here because my cousin Michelle, 1964, she was born.
Mm-hmm.
That's why she was kind of stayed in Trenton. Mm-hmm. And then she worked at, not too far from here, Waterbury's, which was an electrical company. They
oh, okay.
components.
Mm-hmm.
So she worked there. They asked her, I guess somebody at work trained her how to do the work. They asked her to work in the office, and she said, how much does it pay? They said $68 a week. And she says, no, I'll stay where I'm at, because she was making like $200 a week.
Oh, wow.
Doing the parts.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, she went to the Treasury Department of State.
The state.
And mm-hmm. then she went to DIFAS.
Oh, okay.
And
oh,
wow. through all of that, she met my father.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all kind of like friends, like a family friend of ours knew my father, so they kind of met. And then, I was born.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, I went up through the public schools here, mm-hmm. Gregory School. Actually, Gregory School, I left in 1974, and then we moved to Ewing Township.
Mm-hmm.
But and then my cousins, they had moved. We all kind of like, even in Trent, we always lived next to each other.
Right.
And when we moved to Ewing, they moved very close. So, mm-hmm. It's just between my mother and my aunt and the kids there, our group that's here in Trenton.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why, that's how we wound up
mm-hmm.
here.
So how'd you come back from Ewing? What brought you back?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really think about it. I mean, mm-hmm. I lived in Ewing for a while, went to school there, graduated Ewing High School.
And but, somehow came back here.
Yeah.
So now you guys are in the East Ward, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So podcast here, for those of you who don't know, Ewing is basically known as West Trenton.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It used to be.
It's like a suburb.
Suburb of Trenton.
Suburb of Trenton.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I would say the one thing about this area, and Jackie knows this too, people, I always laugh. People say, they want to get out. They want to leave for here and this and that. But, most people make a decent living in this area. Mm-hmm. We have everything in this area. I mean, you know, there's Trenton here. I mean, you get to New York, you get to the shore, you get, you know, so, I mean, we have a lot here. Mm-hmm. I think Trenton and, you know, Jackie would agree with this. And it's funny, Jackie knows the city a lot because she actually knows it a little better than me because she actually walked. You know, it's different when you have a car. Like, if we talk about things.
Right, right.
And I'll ask her where this is. Oh, you walk here, you get to that. I'm like, oh yeah. Mm-hmm. But she's actually been on the ground.
Right.
Where I could just drive by it. But she actually knows it a little better. There's a lot of potential in Trenton. Mm-hmm. You know, even like this show here, it's funny, like your guests and everybody that we deal with. You talk about Eric from the bookstore and whatnot. I think people are starting to get it because a lot of people don't know what was here. Now, if I go back to when, you know, my mom came here, she said, you know, Trenton at that time was different. Everybody came here. Mm-hmm. You know, there was a lot going on.
Right. It was here. A place
and
to
like
be.
When
right?
we walked to we were last week, we went to
the barbecue.
Yes,
from our house. Mill Hill mm-hmm. Saloon.
Yeah. So and we walked right and we walked mm-hmm. back.
Right.
Okay. So, you know, if you go back a little bit, you know, it was a little more lively. And I think if we all get on board, we can have that there where you're walking, there's just more to offer because it's right there for us, I think.
Right, I agree.
You know, and there was a lot, you know, people I know when I grew up in Ewing, people went to Trenton. They went to City Gardens.
Mm-hmm. I hear about City Gardens
all
the
time. All the time.
Yeah. That was like, if anybody out there knows what CBGB's in New York is.
Yes.
You know, that was it here.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that was the CBGB's of Trenton?
Right. And you had the Ramones there. You had hip hop bands there. You had everybody there. I guess, you know, that time when MTV kind of like came around. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A lot of those groups, they were there at that time.
Yeah.
In that venue. Right. Mm-hmm. And it's a small venue.
Still there.
I was going to say, is it still there?
Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, the city has it. I think they're trying to get somebody to maybe purchase it. I have to read. I was just reading an article about it. I believe the last person that worked there, he did the cash register. He was a main focus there. He's in Bordentown in a record store.
Oh.
And yeah. Randy Ellis. Randy so now.
Randy now.
Yeah. Oh, I
and
know. Okay.
Somebody actually went in, mm-hmm. into the old building. They snuck into the old building and they grabbed his old register, the old fashioned.
Oh, wow.
And they brought it to him.
Oh, wow.
So it was
there
was
an article. Well, he has a place called Randy's Man Cave in Bordentown.
Mm-hmm. Okay, right. That's the record store, right?
Music promoter. It's actually mancavenj.com. A little shout out there for you, Randy. You're welcome.
What is also funny there, right? Not too far from where he is. It's not in, because that's in Bordentown town, right?
Right. It's on the main street. Yeah.
Okay, correct. So right off there on 130, there is a record shop. There was a guy I used to work with. They opened it back up, and his father had the record presses.
Oh, wow.
They make you know, it looks like a hockey puck, mm-hmm. right? And they press and they make the vinyl. Mm-hmm. And he opened that up because his father knew how to run the machines. Mm-hmm. So they were there printing albums again. So that's not too far from there.
Oh, wow.
You know,
what did you do? Did you like know I knew about this like coming on the show? Did you prepare for all this?
Oh, why? No, what do you have?
Because there's a thing called Record Store Day.
Is there?
Where they actually do that. What you're talking about? Because I was already booking Randy for this show.
In Bordentown, there's this. I have to find out because a guy that I worked with, it was his father that had the equipment, and they brought the equipment back to this place in Bordentown, right off of 130. The truck stops there. It's near there. And I went into it, and I think he had four of these machines, mm-hmm. and they're steam driven. Mm-hmm. You know, it's got the steam pipe driven to him. It's old fashioned.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
and like I said, you put the hockey puck on, it smashes down the record.
Yeah,
and he had these teenagers. They were packing the albums, and what happens is everything's prepaid for. So whoever wanted the records, I believe that they paid for them to be made. So it wasn't like they were
interesting.
Making them.
Interesting.
And everything. But there, you know, there's a lot, if you dig up in this area, there's a lot going on. And even like where we go all the time, there's a history with Joe's Mill Hill. Mm-hmm. I think we're going in the right direction. Maybe things will change because, I mean, we need a walking city here. Mm-hmm. We need
absolutely, man. It is definitely a walking city.
And I see a lot of people, like the friends that me and Jackie come across, you know, through each other. They're all in the same mindset, you mm-hmm. know. Even like I said, going back to Joe's, I know the musicians downstairs,
yeah, sure.
And mm-hmm. you know, they're all on board. Mm-hmm. You know,
absolutely. So yeah, Randy Ellis, Randy now, right. epic mm-hmm. music promoter. Mm-hmm. He's going to come on the show and talk about. It's going to be a whole City Gardens episode. And John Stewart, the comedian.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was like one of the MCs there.
Oh, you know? Really?
Yep. Michael Blaustein played there.
I was going to ask. I wonder if you knew Michael. We had a friend. He's passed away, but his name was Michael Blaustein. And he would always say, you know, he was a rocker and he had long hair and he would play there.
Yeah, but they did everything there. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think Trenton State, when it was Trenton State College at that time, their radio show, I think they did a lot of advertising for what was going on at.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure it was from Trenton State College.
How did you guys meet?
Yeah.
At work. We used to work at Wyeth Pharmaceuticals.
Oh, okay.
Over in Mama. What was it called?
Wyeth.
Oh, I think it said Woodiff Pharmaceuticals.
No, Wyeth.
Wyeth.
Like, what if this actually works?
And it did.
That's who cool. spoke to who first?
Of course, Earl.
Earl spoke to you first. Well, what do you mean, of course? And why the long pause?
I can see that.
Earl likes to talk.
So what happened? Were you in, like, the by the water cooler or something? Or, like, what happened? Or well, what was the line that you laid
down? No. It was her. She, I got a little too close, and she said, what's this about? What's this mean? What are we doing with this?
And meanwhile, he was like, I was just trying to get the sugar for my coffee.
Right.
Yeah, right.
So she put me on the spot there. But, you know, and then, you know, really we've been together ever since. You know, it's funny. My kids grew up with her and her daughter grew up with me because I met her when she was 7. So, I mean, we did so much together. And the thing is, you know, we like a lot of the same things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, our families just got along.
Yeah, but do you remember the first time you met her?
Yes.
You're not answering the question. I want to know,
all right.
What did you say to her when you first started talking to her? What did you say to her?
In my mind, or what did I actually say?
I'm just assuming it's going to be what you actually said.
Frank, her name.
You asked her name?
Yes. Yes.
You just walked in, hey, what's your name?
Yeah, how you doing? Well, okay.
How you doing?
Okay, I told her my name.
Yeah. Just very basic like that?
Well, I was working with the janitorial department.
All right, now we're getting to the story.
So okay. I was always,
you know, working with the janitors.
Yes. Yeah. So I was the admin in the office. And what happened was that his department contracted me on the side to do some work for them.
Gotcha.
To enter some information into their system.
Sure.
Well, since I had some downtime in my office. And since they were paying also for my job over at the janitorial department. And that's how I met him and I met the other guys from the department and a lot of people I met. I was always in contact with that department and, you know, I met Earl.
All right, so we're not gonna get the answer. All right, so let's just go to the next question.
I don't know the exact date.
I remember the second I saw my wife. I can tell you like it was yesterday. Uh-huh. So that's why I'm asking. I figured everybody was like that. But, I guess apparently not.
How many years
ago? I remember the
18.
The
first,
what's well, that? That's what I asked you.
18.
Are you? What story are you going to tell?
No. I know exactly what she was wearing.
Okay, podcast you is waiting.
A blue business suit with black little pump heels.
No stockings?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. What were they, lace or fishnet?
No, just nice. Yeah, just I remember.
Nice. Just nice.
No, I remember.
Let's not get salacious here.
Salacious.
Yeah. That's the word of the day.
Probably was.
The password is salacious.
But,
get up by a vowel.
Well, okay. So that's what did I got to meet this girl. And, hey, my name is Earl. What's yours? She's Jackie. And then she's like, so where is this going?
Pretty much.
Oh, wow.
No.
At least any time.
Wow.
You know?
And that was how many years ago?
Oh, that was
18.
Oh, that was longer 18, than that. 18,
wow. Wow.
Yeah, this November is going to be 19.
2003?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, something like that.
We moved to Trenton.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Was it like the summer? Was it more like spring? What?
I think summer or spring because I
don't
know.
That's
yeah, No, it was fall.
It was fall?
It was fall.
Okay.
It was fall. Right. Mm-hmm. For like what? September, October?
No.
So
I'm
guys...
going to say about September. It was
okay.
September.
Okay.
Right. No, because it's right before the holidays. You know, just wanted to see how that was working out.
Worked out.
It worked out well. It's still working out, right?
Yeah. Yes. You win your first date. Remember the first date you went on? Wow. Unbelievable.
She's laughing.
Easy.
You're a real charmer, Earl. Our first date was ye olde London Fishery.
Oh, God.
In Flushing.
I do remember the first time he said to me that he loved me.
Oh.
I do remember
that.
What
was that? The same day you met him?
No. Months later.
Months later. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, months later.
Okay.
They got to know each other first.
Yes.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I'm just trying to keep up. Yes. I like to know some things.
Yes.
Yeah, but I think, you know what? It just didn't seem like a lot of work. Everything kind of flowed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's, it's easy. You know, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Nice.
I agree. So you say you like to do the same things. Well, what kind of Trenton things do you enjoy doing?
She's the...
Trenton things... I don't know. We like to go to the bars and mm-hmm. to see where there's any music going on mm-hmm. and to support the arts. I'm involved yeah. with artworks. Mm-hmm.
You know? Oh, you are? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do you do for artworks?
Well, I become a leader. I think I always offer to volunteer.
Oh, okay.
You have to become a leader. Mm-hmm. So, and I have been doing it since... For years.
Is that a thing? Yeah. Becoming a leader?
Well, no, a team leader.
They always
team
need leader. Volunteers.
Volunteers. So I will watch over and...
So
and
do you know James Peoples?
Yeah, we know him. Okay. You know James. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
James is one of our podcasters.
I didn't know mm-hmm. that. Now I know James. Where do I know James from? I haven't seen him in a while. Last time I saw him, probably the last time that they had something that hard all night.
I think we saw him at the Flea Rock.
The Flea Rock?
Yeah. See, the Flea Market. That's that whole, that's that whole the, backwards thing.
Flea Rock.
See? The Wait, punk rock.
It's not a,
the punk rock.
Jackie. Yes. Jackie, listen to me, Jackie.
Christine, that's ignore, the whole backwards thing.
I got it. I'm going to call it that from now on.
Flea no, they don't sell fleas.
No, they don't sell fleas.
And it's
fleas,
also a
goodness.
Punk rock society that puts on the flea market.
Flea market.
It's not the flea rock. The rock fleas.
What did you say? The Flea Rock?
Yeah,
I love that. I'm calling it that from now on.
Please don't do that.
Christine, it gets better.
Okay? Flea Rock.
It gets better. Yeah, but I would say like she's
Trenton
involved.
Flea Rocks.
She's okay. involved in a lot of things. Mm-hmm. So that's how, you know, we all come into it. And then at first it was like, yeah, she'll drag me along to this. But then I'm like, wow, you know, it's nice because I know a lot of people I know.
Right.
You know, there.
Right.
We met you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. You
know, I mean, it's just, and like I'm saying, there's, again, she's probably, like you guys are a part of people recognizing Trenton and seeing what it can be. And even if you're not involved in a big way, right. just the fact that you recognize it and you are a patron to it.
Right. You show up for
right,
stuff.
Right. You show up for it.
Right.
So, being part of the fabric, mm-hmm. part of the right. Trenton fabric. Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. So then I know that we always see you. If we don't mm-hmm. see you often at, like to make a specific date, we always see you at the Trenton Eats Local, right. which is a cool thing.
That and again,
and the first Friday of Mail Hill Saloon,
right,
the first
right.
Friday of
first
the month,
Fridays, right. yep.
mm-hmm. which I think we've been to twice. Yeah, right. mm-hmm. But going back to Trenton, when I came from Puerto Rico. In 1988, I had to say Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico, the
gringo yes. style.
Okay. Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
It's like lasagna.
Yeah, yes. Yes. Lasagna.
And manicotti.
Yes. Oh, God.
Anyway, go
manicotti.
We used to live on 2nd Street, and I remember every weekend we used to walk from my house to downtown Trenton okay. at that time. Mm-hmm. And I loved it. Mm-hmm. I loved it, and it is a walk.
She still does that walk.
I know.
Yeah.
It is.
So, and I loved it then, and I still love it now. Mm-hmm. You know, he doesn't really like me to leave the house walking from where we at now to downtown Trenton.
But she, you know, she has.
I still do. I don't let him know. Yeah. I don't tell him.
You don't tell him.
And she do tell me.
She tells you after.
Yes,
when
exactly.
You get home.
Yes.
Here's the thing with that, Earl.
It doesn't happen much.
Earl, here's the thing with that. So we're at Mill Hill Saloon one night, right. and there was this guy there. He was like three sheets to the wind, mm-hmm. walking around, making his rounds, hitting all the women on the bar, just mm-hmm. making his moves. And Christina is over talking to Antoinette, who was on the show, long way here. All right. Face painter, artist,
yes,
mm-hmm. extraordinaire, mm-hmm. and he's making his way over there, and I'm like, oh, here we go. So I get up and I just make my presence known there, and she's like getting all annoyed. We get in the car.
Did
she's like,
you
know what, Frank?
Batman shirt on?
Oh, no.
No, I didn't need a Batman shirt on. I'm just saying she gets all annoyed at me in the car, and she says, you know, I really appreciate that. You know, you want to protect myself, but I can handle myself. And I said, excuse me, I wasn't protecting you. I know what you're capable of. I was protecting that idiot. So when she goes for a walk, she walks here from the house.
Right.
I'm not concerned about her. I'm concerned about whoever she runs into who might have like other thoughts. Right. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's what I get concerned with.
Listen, I feel very safe, and I probably Well, you were on 2nd Street. We're on Lamberton Street. Mm-hmm. So it was probably you were in the South Ward in the same area. So I still, to this day, if I can walk to the studio or meet him downtown, I'll walk. Mm-hmm. Like I rode my bike to the Ellerslie today, but that was a different direction.
You also
but
walked home from Mill Hill Saloon at 10 o'clock at night by yourself.
I have one. Yeah, and I do not feel afraid. I don't feel endangered. Yeah. I don't feel unsafe.
I think it's all attitude, really. Mm-hmm. A lot of people that do have problems, I don't care where you are.
Right.
It's mostly because of that particular person and people you associate with. Most, I would say 90% of the time. Mm-hmm. So.
But again, you know the streets, right, and you know the sidewalks, right, what to walk on. Mm-hmm. Because there's some parts in Lamberton that I won't even walk.
Yeah, but you know, you three got that little Brooklyn, you know, thing
we got
on there.
That, so. I'm not even from Brooklyn.
I get it by default.
But, oh, okay. Right. Yeah, and I probably know the area that you're talking about, and I do walk through there. And
you
I
do?
Just and I
through the park.
Through which park?
There's a park right on Lamberton Avenue.
Lamberton Street.
Lamberton Street.
You mean the one in front of our house?
No. The one way before the beginning of Lamberton. You know, the Lamberton, and there's some.
By the cemetery? That one?
No.
Oh, you mean on the other side?
On the other side, the beginning of it.
Oh, north of Kansas.
Yeah, I walked past that, but
not at 10 o'clock at night, I hope not.
I don't remember how I walked home that night, but when I walk in, when I walk down, I usually pass this bodega.
Right.
And there's activity in front. And I make a very big point of saying hello to everybody.
Mm-hmm. And walks right through them.
And I walk down right through the middle. And they say hello.
And they're very respectful,
and I just
right?
always say hello. And I say, good afternoon, gentlemen. Good evening, gentlemen.
And like, yo, what's up?
You know, and I just always say, and I'm very respectful. And then they just go about
And she will never let
business.
Me go with her because she says to me, no, you stink of cop. I'm not a cop.
No, but you have that.
You have this narc thing about you.
just let me walk through and I'm fine. But I think if you hold yourself right, and you go the right way. Right. You don't
I do believe it's it is attitude because even where we are, Jackie's house that's in Chambersburg and my house that's in East Trenton, we know everybody in the neighborhood pretty much. They know who we are.
Exactly.
Right. Because we walk the neighborhood.
When was the last time you walked? I'm just saying.
What she said? When was the last time we walked?
I walked the other day.
Yes, with all four of us, together.
I'm talking about our neighborhood. I walk up, and I went to, what's the Vietnamese place we went to, right?
Yes, you did. Oh, yeah, around the corner.
Mm-hmm. Right by the hospital.
Okay. But that's okay.
You're near the Vietnamese place?
Yeah, we're right by Fold.
Okay.
All right, you hear that podcast? Yeah, now you know where they kind of live and you can kind of hone in on
that. Interesting, because that's the next place I think we're going for.
For the E-Local.
Right.
Fuck him.
Yes.
What's that?
That's the next one.
Fuck him is the name of it.
Listen, we're about to
It used to be Far Friendly.
Oh, okay.
But now it's changed. Right. But Frank loves the fa.
Amazing.
Yeah.
We're about to learn even more about this couple here.
Oh, really?
And
why?
What better way to learn about them than by finding out...
What you watching? What you watching?
I said what you watching?
What you watching?
What are you watching?
Okay, what are we watching? We were watching Better Call Saul, but apparently we're not watching it anymore.
No, we can still watch it.
Okay, I thought we abandoned it.
No, I just didn't like the turn it took. I'm not going to give anything away.
Okay, well, I would really like to start watching it again.
We can.
But we've been watching the baseball Ken Burns documentary.
Yes, because it was recommended by Earl.
He recommended it, and you are watching that new show. Actually, not a new show, but you just started watching it. What was it? You had season one, episode one. You said, I'm going to watch this show. What's the matter?
I'm watching so many shows. I forget which ones I'm watching now.
Oh, my goodness.
This is the
you watching segment.
Oh, you know what I'm watching? I'm actually watching Finding Your Roots.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, which I love.
We did that. Ancestry DNA.
No. This is hardcore. You've probably seen it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they don't even go to the DNA right away. They just do paper trails, mm-hmm. and they find birth certificates and manifests from ships.
So they don't just spit in a vial and wait
No. When they hit a dead end, then they go to the DNA. And it's not like Ancestry. They go deep into the DNA, and then they find out who else has your DNA, and oh my God, it's so good.
By the amount of red marks and stuff, the more red you see, the more closely related you
might
be.
Well, that was in that one episode, yeah.
Oh, that was, that's just one thing.
That was just one person, yeah. Interesting. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
So that's what I'm watching right now.
And that's been on for like 8 years, that show.
It's
like
been
eight
on
seasons.
For a long time. Yeah. It's on PBS.
Yeah. Jackie,
so
what
you
watch?
You turned me back on to PBS because I went off my radar for a while. And then when you suggested the baseball and the Ben Franklin thing, I thought, oh my God, I forgot about PBS.
We love PBS.
There's a lot of good stuff on there.
Too. I liked it when it was just regular, you know, for us in New York, it was Channel 13.
Right.
And I just... You know, Monty Python, and that's all.
Mr. Rogers was on PBS. Yeah, Uncle Floyd.
I don't know about that. I never watched Uncle Floyd.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
You guys remember Uncle Floyd? The Uncle Floyd show?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
No. Sorry.
A voice in the wind.
Anyway.
All right, Jackie, what are you watching?
Better Call Saul. Okay. We've been watching, and we just
wait, got how do you say it?
Better Call Saul.
Not bad. All right. I thought I heard something else.
It's all better.
It's all good, man.
It's all good.
It's all good, man.
It's all good. It's all good.
It's all good, man.
And we just got done watching a couple of weeks ago, Killing Eve.
Oh, yes, Eve. I saw that. That's on Hulu, though, right?
That's really good.
No, that's on...
I think
it's
that's the same, AMC or something.
AMC, the same channel with Better Call Saul.
Is it Clay Eve?
Killing Eve.
That's what Sandra.
I don't understand you.
I thought, okay, everybody does.
I'm not understanding some of the things you're saying.
Okay. Isn't that with Sandra Oh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sandra.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh. But yeah, I like her. I like her. But I thought I couldn't get it because I thought it was on Yuhu.
Yuhu. Oh my God.
It's catching now.
All right, you see? Listen, you're not allowed to hang out with her for the next 3 months. You need to reset. Yuhu.
Hulu did pick it up for the first couple of seasons.
Okay.
Yes. So if you are like behind, you can catch up on Hulu.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yes.
Because I wanted to see
actually,
that.
Actually, Better Call Saul, I think it's on Netflix.
Yeah, that's what we're watching. So you don't watch your own individual stuff?
No, we always watch it together. So
everything you're watching,
Unless she's mad at me that day.
Then what do you watch? What are you watching when she's mad?
Then she'll watch an episode. And I'm like,
everything.
Oh, you watch that?
Oh,
with that.
Wow.
You just go right ahead.
What the hell? What is that?
Yes. I'll do that.
She's like, I'm watching it. I don't care.
Okay, well, I don't need to watch it with you.
What a bitch. Man, Earl, I don't know. So then what are you watching when you're mad at her?
Sports.
I'm never mad at her.
Aw, good answer.
This guy's a prince. Better hang on to this guy. Better hang on to this cat. I'm telling you right now, Jackie.
I think the only thing we don't watch together, football.
Yeah.
Cassie doesn't want to hear about sports.
And are you
I don't.
Are you a Saints fan?
My family's from there, so I do root for them.
Okay.
There's a few
That's
teams.
That's the obligatory
I,
team.
There's a few teams I root for. Actually, you know, it's funny.
Do you have a whole hour? Or
Yeah, right. Yeah, let's not get into this. Because when my sons were younger, I would take them to Jets games because the tickets were cheap.
Mm-hmm. Blue Jet Green. Go ahead.
But the thing is, if you've ever been to a Jet game, now I've been to a lot of football games, but that's kind of like it's like a college atmosphere. If you ever been to a college game,
never.
Just the energy, even though how bad they are, the energy is good. So I used to take them to a lot, so they actually liked the games. And I actually got season tickets 2 years ago. My one son, Marcus, he was at Montclair State the first year.
Right.
So I got season tickets, and what we would do, me, him, and Michael, we'd go up for games.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, Ray, you know, my friend Ray that you know.
Yeah, I know Ray.
And my son-in-law, we all did a trip up there, you know, just because he's in that area.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun. I mean, I like a lot of teams for a lot of different reasons. So.
Okay, yes,
well, I know people that nobody listening to this to crack it up.
I remember this date may jog some people's memories. Mm-hmm. It may not mean anything to anybody. But I remember June 17th, 1994. I'll never forget it. I was getting into basketball. I was really getting into it. Okay. I was actually like understanding it. I liked watching it. I'm like, cool, I can finally watch a sport
that
I like. 1994.
Oh, okay.
I was really like digging it.
Mm-hmm.
And Mm-hmm. I'm finally going to watch a basketball game by myself because I understand. My friend Steve was helping me understand things. I would watch some games with him. So I'm going to sit down. I had a Coke. I had some nacho chips. I was like, I'm watching my first basketball game by myself. I was so proud of myself. Really? And I'm like, this is awesome. I love it. I'm understanding it. And then special breaking news, June 17th, 1994, former NFL player O.J. Simpson hops into a white Ford Bronco and becomes like the news of the century now. And I never watched basketball ever again.
That scarred you from that? He's a football player.
I would never. I know, but it was just like interrupted my game, and I never went. I never watched it ever again. Could you imagine?
No.
I freaking OJ. Yeah, and he ruined it for me.
Well, you can probably get back into it again.
Now, do you follow football?
I don't follow anything.
Because you do have a jersey on.
First of all, this is a soccer jersey.
It's a soccer football.
That's football.
The only reason I'm wearing this is because Puma is one of our sponsors, and this is the shirt that we were selling for them.
Okay.
Yes.
So thank you, Puma.
Now, together, sports-wise, it's baseball.
Oh.
Hockey.
And she's a big Devils fan, so we go to that.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah.
We did, over the summer, we did a nice kind of a baseball field trip.
Okay.
We went to Cooperstown. Mm-hmm. And then we went to Boston to see the Yankees play in Boston. We made like a whole trip out of it. It was nice. And we did the same thing in Queens, City Field. We ate at Jackson Heights.
Okay.
Then we walked.
Remember we ate Jackson Heights?
23. Mm-hmm. Nice. Ecuadorian?
Yes.
Because
we like how, well, all New York's like that, but especially there.
Right.
Pretty much
everything.
Every ethnic type of
block.
Yeah.
And it's a whole section.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we want to do it again because, we parked just right in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. So you've never been to Shea Stadium then?
I've been to Shea Stadium.
Shea Stadium is no more.
No.
It's a park. That's a parking lot.
It is?
Yeah.
Well, that's because City Field.
Now, where is that?
They do like they do all of them. Mm-hmm. So the old stadium was turned into a parking lot, and the new stadium is built next to it. It's still there in Flushing.
Okay.
So you would still take the I think it's the Long Island Railroad. It lets you off right there.
Does that run parallel to the Grand LIE? Grand Central. Is it the Grand Central?
Dude, take the ring off before I rip it off with the finger.
I'm taking it off.
And your watch.
Is it the LIE or the Grand Central? I think it's the Grand Central that runs past it.
Yeah, well, one of them, they run right to it.
Right, okay.
And you can go up there. And then what's nice is they have the Arthur Ashe Stadiums right there, too, and you can walk.
Okay. The tennis, right?
So we do that, you can walk. So that was nice. But, I mean, together, I mean, sports-wise, that's what we do. But back to your what we're watching, we're also watching Ozark.
Okay.
Which is really good.
Could not get past the first episode.
Well, you didn't like one scene,
One scene. Which scene was that?
It just turned me off. And I may be throwing the baby out with the bathwater. I'm just saying the beginning scene where he's watching something happen on a computer screen.
While someone's asking for a loan or something.
Could not get past it.
And then something else really good that you just started watching.
61st Street.
61st Street.
What is that?
What's that about?
It's about Chicago, 61st Street, the cops versus the neighborhood people, kids and
but there's drug dealers. It's a lot of corruption in it. It's not, you know, it's more to it than that. But that one,
it's a series.
It's
a
series.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but again, we watch. That's one thing. But again, back to the PBS. There's a lot on it. I mean, history wise, but the shows are good because the acting's really good.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The stories are really good. Mm-hmm. So you kind of like, there's stuff that I've watched on there and you said, well, I wouldn't watch this, but then you start watching it.
And it's so good. I know.
So, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We got a pretty good variety of stuff. And a lot of times we get stuck on, if we're watching something about history on a YouTube or something like that, we'll go down a rabbit hole with that. And then we'll just be like, you know, you just start.
I know. You're like, where did I start? I don't even remember the first thing.
It'll lead you to other things, but you may find out some things.
Yeah.
Because of our friendship with Earl and Jackie, that gave us a connection to Harry Irizarry.
I know.
Yes. We wouldn't have met Harry without
that. That's right. We met Harry through you guys at Classics once.
Right. Mm-hmm. So Harry's going to be coming back. Harry's going to be coming back on.
Right.
With this guy named Stacy.
I think we should make it a party.
No, of course you do. I just want a very simple head-to-head game show with two, self-professed Star Wars experts. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, I think this guy's going to blow Harry away.
I don't know.
Listen, I asked him a question. You know what question I asked him? I asked Stacey a question like something along the lines of this. What was the number of Princess Leia's cell in the first movie, episode 4, A New Hope. And he's like, oh, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, how did you know that?
I don't even remember being in the cell.
Exactly, right? Okay, so I don't think Harry knows what he's in for. And he was so excited about the blaster we got him, the screen-used blaster. Wait till you see what this prize is going to be.
Don't say.
I'm not going to say, but this is going to be out.
And what's funny, we met Stacy at Classics as well.
Yes, we met. Well, everything happens at Classics.
Classics is like the hub.
That's where you meet everybody.
It's where you meet everybody.
Where you meet all the nerds and the creeps. That's where you are.
Creeps. That's including you.
No, I met, that's how I met Harry and Earl.
You meet the swarmy people.
Creepy, nerdy, salacious people.
Oh, they all hang out at Classics.
Oh, that's why that's why he hides behind a tower of books in there.
Come to Classics.
Yeah, come to Classics with us. The salacious, swarmy, creepy nerds
happening,
are.
You got Scrabble there. You got poetry readings. You've got authors doing interviews and readings.
And Eric's doing strip charades now, too.
No,
he's going to start that soon.
No.
With the mayor.
No. Twister in the back.
Twister with the mayor in the back. Those are the audition ones, the audition games.
You have to audition to play
You have to audition to play, well, to play read. No. And then it's a 2 out of 3 thing.
No.
And then you go on the street and
no.
do it. For real.
No. No. Don't make it something terrible.
Oh, that's crazy. Sorry. We tend to go off on our own conversations.
Twister's a fun, clean game for all the family.
Why did you like it?
I liked it because I was boy crazy.
Because you were boy crazy. It's a fun game for the whole family.
There it is.
She was boy crazy and still is, mind you.
There it is.
But only one boy.
Well, thank you very much.
Any excuse to like kind of like get close to boys. I was like, oh, let's play Twister.
Okay.
And now it's Twister with the mayor.
Yeah.
It's turned into that.
Are you going to give him a warm up first?
Excuse me?
Well,
hey, what are you, Jack? Earl, just calm her down, will you? Keep her in line. Are you going to give him a warm up?
Exercise instructor.
Oh, yes,
so, you know,
that.
You don't want
we to, don't want him to pull
a muscle, you know.
Right. We don't. So you're going to give Reed a warm up?
Everyone
back.
Gets a warm up before the show, before the Twister games. I volunteered to warm up the crowd physically.
Mm. Not the little additions aren't making it better. physically, I mean. You're going to wear tights, right?
Oh.
You wouldn't wear tights?
No.
Why not?
Who's wearing tights?
You wear tights every time you go to the gym when you teach.
This is not tights. These are work. This is what I wear to the gym.
Those look like tights to me.
You know what tights are like we wear with a leotard.
I'm not talking about Olivia Newton-John. Let's get physical. I'm talking about.
That's tights.
Tights. Yeah.
That's is not tights.
Okay, what do you call those pants?
Leggings.
Oh. Leggings. Thank you. Yes.
Sorry. This is wig and hair system all over again. Okay. I call it a hair system. She calls it a wig. I used to wear a hair system.
Toupee.
Yes.
You tease, I'm kidding.
No. I remember. And you told us.
Yeah.
You even showed us pictures.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Yes. All right. Well, no, Earl, Jackie.
Whoa, I have a question.
What?
My other question.
It's after plugs.
No, it's before. I'm going to again ask you separately. In your imaginings of Trenton, what does your dream Trenton look like?
Greenwich Village, New York.
Okay.
Clubs.
Mm-hmm.
Eateries and walking, like I said,
walking city,
a walking city.
Mm-hmm.
Same here, walking city, accessible for everyone.
Uh-huh.
Because I remember, well, it's not like I remember when I'm walking from the house to downtown Trenton. I just imagine people on wheelchair or people with disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
They could not get to downtown.
Oh,
they
okay.
could not
mm-hmm.
because I had a hard time even. Takes me, 20 minutes, and it's not really that far.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the one that always walk and always looking at the buildings because I love looking at architectures and buildings and whatever is around me. Just paying attention to the sidewalk if I'm not going to be tripping over or falling into a little hole or anything like that.
Right.
They need to fix up the sidewalks for people to get to Trenton.
To really achieve that, what we're talking about and what she's talking about there, you know, I said before, if we had, you know, we used to have industry here. And I don't mean like, you know.
Like factories.
Like a factory.
Yeah.
But if you put more downtown, I think Eric was discussing about if they expand the college downtown here and they bring more.
Where's the county college?
You know, like I work in Princeton. If you have a atmosphere where they can be here and live here,
yeah,
you know, fix up that just a little more industry, even though like now, what's the big thing now? There's Amazons and all of those places around. If they brought them closer into the, you know, a city area.
Sure, right? Mm-hmm. Sure.
Where people can be, so after work they can walk to the downtown area. Mm-hmm. Right. You know, that could fortify, you know, what we're talking about here, because right. there is stuff here.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
Theaters, like my mother, she was a singer. She was a soprano at the Bohemian Opera of Trenton.
Okay. Wow.
Wow.
So she was at that for 20 years over there. So there's a lot here.
Right.
But you need to, what's the saying? You need to bring people into it.
Right.
So there needs to be an avenue, you know, where you can, you know, you're going to have a lot of people where they can walk to these things mm-hmm. after hours.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then once, you know, that can help with everything. And of course, if they do that, you know, then you can do all the other things like a modern city might have mm-hmm. you know, for, you know, what
for handicap is, yeah. accessibility
and everything
like
and
that.
Just mm-hmm. accessibility mm-hmm. period
right.
for people, you know, because what happens? Everybody works here in Trenton.
Sure.
And they leave. Mm-hmm. They go to across the bridge to Pennsylvania. They go wherever they're from.
Right, right, mm-hmm. right.
But nobody's staying in here. So they need that type of infrastructure mm-hmm. where you just have people. And again, you know, if you want to take it any further, like they're talking about the environmental things and whatnot. I mean, if you have a walking city, that contributes to a lot of that too.
Right, right. You cut down all that.
Exactly.
That carbon monoxide.
So I could see them, you know, and where we're located, you know, that would be nice to see.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause we, you know, again, we have, I think we have.
We have things the river here.
I we mean, have things to work
some
with.
Good
things,
news, right? Right next door to Cooper's, formerly Kathmandu. Mm-hmm. They're right. building a beautiful park there where you can right. actually walk. You have river access mm-hmm. now.
You can walk right to the baseball
well,
stadium.
Right from there.
You can anyway.
I'm just saying, but next to Cooper's, mm-hmm. if you're looking at Cooper's on the right-hand side,
right.
that area there where the water is, it's like a lot of right. brush and a lot of, mm-hmm. they're fixing that whole area up. There's going to be a park there where you right. can actually walk down and have river access from there too.
But they said that, and it still is, but it's a big fisherman area right there. And guys still go there right. mm-hmm. and fish, but it's just not attractive because mm-hmm. there's a broken pier there and da, da, da. So they want to restore that to a place where people could go and fish right. or you can ride your bike or you can have a picnic or whatever.
And I think people want to do that again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Know, it just, you just have to, because look at the success of like the Art All Nights and everything right. that we had mm-hmm. a few years ago. Mm-hmm. Everybody came to that.
Right.
And
right.
it was mm-hmm. a we always real positive
say,
thing there.
You build it and they will come.
Absolutely.
Yes, that's
right.
true.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So you good?
I am good. Now you can ask.
I'm going to ask my final question of the interview where we ask you questions. Jackie, Earl, would you like to hang around for a little something we call plugs?
Plugs. Ooh.
Yes or no?
Yes, yes.
I don't need a whole dissertation.
Yes.
They're in.
Cracking Waves Plugs.
Hey, Podcastia, let's see what this guest has to plug.
Trenton Waves, TrentonWaves.com. Visit us on all social media platforms, including Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. It's all those, but not limited to those.
Correct.
We have the Wellsboro Comic Con coming up August 13th and 14th, Saturday from 10 to 5, and Sunday from noon to 5. I will be there as Batman, but really, more importantly, Roy Thomas, that cat. I can't wait to hear some of his stories about Stan Lee and when they first started out. I mean, New Pod City is sponsoring it. That's why I'm bringing it up. Just like comics, and you're in that area. So you can give them a call at area code 570-723-4263 or visit them online at PopsCultureShop.com. That's Pops, P-O-P-S, Culture, C-U-L-T-U-R-E. Shop is spelled the old school way, or old English, I should say. Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E.com. PopsCultureShop.com. And you can go check them out over there. Jackie Earl, where can people find you? Where can people see you? Where can people know you? Where can they go online to experience all things Jackie Vargas Earl Jones?
We're at it.
Is this really? Is that it? This is where you hear about them, on Trenton Waves.
And there's also Trenton Eat Local is going to be going to Pha Kim and experiencing some delicious Vietnamese food.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have a date for that?
I think we're voting on dates. I don't know if there's an actual date up. But you can go on Facebook,
to Trend Eat Local, and you can find the information there.
Right. And before we sign out officially,
yes,
we're going to play you out with a little tune from one of our listeners.
Because we're not letting it go.
Because we ain't letting it go. So
until they're gone.
Until they're gone. So enjoy this.
The good people of Trenton deserve way better representation. Four members of the council are breaking the law. That's our daily situation. We don't need these people at the top who are only out for themselves. If the people of Trenton won't act now, our town will be a living hell. Let's focus only on the positives here at Trenton Waves. Can we ask you all to describe your dream city today? My dream Trenton would be without Kathy McBride and Robbie Vaughn, without Santiago Rodriguez and Sonia Wilkins, that's for sure. We won't let them ever defeat us. Your Trenton Waves with Frank and Christina.
All right. I could listen to that 10 times in 10 minutes and not get tired of it. Thank you, Arden Bears.
Thank you.
And with that, that is yet another episode of Trenton Waves. Sasso's out.
You've been listening to the Trenton Waves podcast. Visit us online at TrentonWaves.com.
Wasn't that a great song?
Yeah.